You're listening to littlepodcast.com.
Oh, I suppose. Well, it's too late. Honestly.
Start recording right now.
All right. We are complete and total frauds. Got it.
Okay. Yeah.
Are you recording? Did you get
your secrets?
Yes.
Listen, I think we should make this an audio bonus about how big frauds we are.
Well, no one will ever hear it that way.
Because when people come up to us in the future and go, hey, you know, you guys aren't frauds. And we'd be like, you didn't listen to the audio bonus.
Well, no, we'll get them. They're going to be so embarrassed.
I know.
All right, so let's see. I didn't get a lot of hands-on impressions on a lot of the games just because lions and a certain quest at the...
Oh, my God,
Tecmo...
there were lions?
There were lions.
Lions.
You won't believe the shit they put you through these days at PGS.
Well, it makes sense. They have to thin the herd somehow.
Let's see.
No foreigner policy? Okay.
I love Patrick's. I want to play Minecraft because I love Minecraft at the Sony booth. So he spent like a good 10-15 minutes playing a game that he's already familiar with.
Microsoft just bought Minecraft.
Yeah, so it was at the Sony booth. Yeah, okay, there. That's one thing we can talk about then. I guess they're continuing to support it for all platforms. They issued a statement on that, but
interesting.
But yeah, it's so weird that Microsoft now, I guess, owns the company, but they'll still be pushed and supported on other platforms. Weird.
Right.
You think they'd want as an exclusive? That's
Microsoft bought Rare, and they were still putting Diddy Kong Race or something on the game on the Nintendo DS.
Did that come out?
After the
merger. Okay,
yep.
maybe that was like one
they
of
also
the last
did it.
Things in their contract. Yeah. Like they had a little asterisk, and they
well,
were like, oh,
"But I don't know." Like
they did a
Viva Pinata for the DS because they don't have a rival.
Yeah,
they don't have a rival handheld. So
you're right.
We should say this for the show.
Yeah.
What? This is the show.
This is the
show in all of our minds.
Oh God!
All right, yeah. Now we all have to pretend that we're surprised about Viva Pinata later.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
I'm always surprised about Viva Pinata.
Dude, I think they should put Banjo in Minecraft.
Ooh, that's an excellent idea.
Because everybody
that's a system seller.
Because everybody wants another Banjo game, and nobody. Wants him in Minecraft, so
nobody really wanted that nuts and bolts thing either, but it happened.
I forgot about
nuts and bolts
because
most people did.
Giving the fans what they want is so passe.
I know.
it's like those stupid Final Fantasy fans.
I was going to say that's been Square Enix's policy for like the greater part of a decade now.
I mean,
you want another Chrono game? No, we're not going to do that.
All right. So let's see. You really liked Final Fantasy VII. We've done 20 games in that universe, made a movie. Uh-huh. But what you really want us to do? You're telling us that you want us to remake Final Fantasy VII.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And the fans, yes, this is what we want. Do this, and Square's like, okay, I gotcha. More lightning.
How about Final Fantasy VII G-Bike? That's a thing.
Yeah.
What?
That was they were pushing that a little bit at TGS this year. Oh, okay, that's something I can talk about. I alluded to it in a couple of my tweets, but yeah, seriously, there were like two new games from Square Enix at their booth, Psycho Break and Final Fantasy Explorers. That wasn't in the title. That's an addition that I made.
Well, I don't know. Knowing Square Enix titles, you know, you wouldn't have something as simple as it would have to be some kind of Latin.
Yeah, there has to be at least three semicolons and a couple numbers in there too. Anyways, let's see. What did they have? Kingdom Hearts 2.5 remake. They were pushing a mobile version of Dragon Quest VIII. mobile version of Dragon Quest IV, a streaming service with Final Fantasy VII and Final Fantasy XIII. I'm leaving out like most things. A sequel to Bravely Default, which I am looking forward to, but it's, you know, it's a sequel. Like everything was just Remake Central at Square Enix this year.
Oh shoot! I just remembered. I forgot to ask you to get press kits.
Let's see. I have the links and passwords to press kits for Capcom and Square Enix.
Cool.
Nice.
If you would like those,
yes, please.
All right, just say them over the podcast.
Yeah, right. Can I dig for the papers during the podcast?
Oh, sure.
That would make
it really
good filler.
Authentic. Okay.
Excellent.
Dig for the papers. Have a sandwich. You know, whatever grips you during our podcast.
Cool beans.
What are beans?
What was that?
Cool beans. No, it's from Hot Rod.
I forgot. Sometimes Sean channels various bits of nostalgia.
that used to be the intro for the Cool Beans segment of the Powetcast.
Wow!
Yeah,
was there really a Cool Beans segment of the Powetcast?
Heck yeah!
Oh, all right. I mean, not. I didn't mean to call you a liar. I just...
yep, that's the thing. Okay. It's a thing that happened.
All right. Thank you for clarifying.
Yep. Should we just go?
Famicom Dojo.